Welcome back to the second part of the Townships at 12 for today. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and in this part of the show, I will be talking with Scott Woods from the Scott Woods Band. Scott is a Canadian fiddle champion several times, and he will be performing with his band at the Hope Community Church in Lennoxville coming up on November 11th at 7 p.m. We will hear a tune from the band called By the Fireside, and then we will hear the interview right after that, so please stay tuned. Teasdale for the Cube, and today I'm very happy to welcome Canadian fiddle champion from the Scott Woods Band, Scott Woods, here on the Townships at 12. So welcome, Scott.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. Now, could you tell our listeners a little bit about your band in case some people haven't heard of it?
Well, we have a brand new show this year. It's called Yeehaw, and it's kind of a throwback to the days of the Hee-Haw television show, if folks remember that. So we have my sister, Kendra Norris. She plays everything. She plays twin fiddles with me a fair bit through the show. She plays accordion. She plays piano. She does a mini pearl stick. She sings. She does a lot of harmony through the show. We have Steve Petico from around the Brighton area in Ontario. He is known worldwide as the Telecaster Master. He plays electric and acoustic guitars, and he has this innate ability to play, and it sounds like three people playing. He's doing rhythms, he's covering lead fills, and he bends the neck and the strings somehow, and it sounds like a pedal steel at times. Absolutely brilliant guitar player. And of course, we have Leo Stock, who is 20 years old now. Folks who have seen us before know Leo. He is known because he's the three-time winner of the Canadian Open Step Dancing Championships. So, of course, he does some fancy footwork. He also plays drums. He plays fiddle. In some places, we have three fiddles in three-part harmony. And he's a great singer. He's just an all-around great entertainer. He dresses up and does some silly stuff, too. And we have Kirk Bernard with us this year. Kirk is from Nail Pond, Prince Edward Island. He plays bass and sings lead. He's a true Canadian country music legend already. He has worked with people like Merle Haggard, Dolly Parton, Mo Bandy, Tommy Hunter, and we're so honored to have Kirk joining us. So the five of us, we play traditional country, lots of Canadian old-time fiddle music, step dancing, there's humor, there's lots of costumes. It's a family-friendly show. It's something that everyone can enjoy. You don't have to be a fiddle fan or even a country music fan. We try and build it so that it's just pure entertainment for everyone.
Okay, sounds like a very talented group of people there. Now, I believe you started off at the age of four learning classical violin?
That's right. I'm the youngest of four, and I could not wait to get my first violin and play. My brother and my two sisters were already playing violin, the same as Dad, and they were all playing piano, the same as my mom. In fact, that's how my mom and Dad met. Dad had a band he put together when he was 12 years old, played his first old-time dance on fiddle. And a few years later, his band needed a piano player. The gal that had been playing piano was moving on to a different band. And so he looked around and he found this young teenage girl. And my mom's grandfather was quite a well-known fiddler. My dad's dad was a great fiddler. So it kind of came from both generations. My dad hired this gal to play the piano, and that's how they met. And I don't know, 5 or 6 years later, they got married, and four of us kids came along. And we were so lucky to not only we had classical music lessons in violin and piano, all of us, but Dad would teach us fiddle tunes in the style of Don Messer. That was the fun stuff. That's what kept us all playing jigs and reels and waltzes and polkas and foxtrots. And, you know, that was the motivation, I guess, for all of us to keep playing.
Okay, so it's right in your genetics then.
Yeah, I think it's 5 or 6 generations on probably on both sides, certainly on my mom's side, but maybe 4 or 5 on my dad's side. And we're so lucky to have that. I guess I was destined to play the fiddle.
Now, you're a Canadian fiddle champion. Now, you've won several awards for your fiddling. Tell us about that.
I'm very, very fortunate. Again, being the youngest, my sisters and my brother were competing in the old-time fiddle contests across Ontario and beyond. In the 70s and 80s, and I started competing when I was about 8 years old. My first contest was the Ontario Open Fiddle Championship in Bob Cage in Ontario. They're still running. In fact, I judged that competition earlier this summer. And so I was very fortunate to work my way up through the age categories, usually with 12 and under and then 18 and under. And I was able to capture the Open Championship title for Canada at the Canadian Open in Shelburne, Ontario, twice in 1993 and 1996, and the Canadian Open, or the Canadian Grand Masters, I should say, in 1998 and 1999. I also, along with my sister Kendra, we won the Canadian Duet, the Twin Fiddle Championships, if you will, 3 years in a row. And I had the Canadian Novelty Fiddle Champion, or Trick and Fancy, they call it sometimes, championship 3 years in a row from, I think, 87, 88, and 89, or 85, 86, 87. I forget the dates here just right now, but I was very fortunate to work my way up. And in 2018, the Canadian Grand Masters Fiddling Association awarded me the Lifetime Achievement Award. And I'm so honored to have, you know, taught a lot of young fiddlers in the early days and worked with so many different great artists recording. And so it was a true honor when they granted me that award.
That is really awesome. Now, I read that there's going to be some trick fiddling. There's always some trick fiddling in your shows. Tell us about that. What is it?
Yeah, well, that goes back to those days, you know, with the novelty and trick and fancy class. So I play behind my back, under my leg. I play with a broomstick or a coat hanger instead of a bow. And I walk on a barrel while I'm playing the fiddle, and I do a front running somersault. They call me the flipping fiddler because I do these tricks. And the front somersault is always the one that people are amazed that somehow I can keep playing and not hurt myself or the fiddle. And it's always a bit of fun, and it comes near the end of the show.
Okay, have you ever gotten hurt doing some of these tricks?
No, actually, I've never broken any bones or been injured. I've had some not so graceful moments over the years. I've been doing this since I was like maybe 11 years old. And, you know, the odd time, if the stage is slippery, I would slide and I would bump into a mic stand or a music stand on the stage. Or sometimes I would land and my feet would be hanging off the stage and, you know, just didn't have quite enough room to land and jump up. So I'm kind of laying there now and have to try and get up. But I never heard anything. And usually when that happened, I would go back and I would do it a second time. And usually I was more successful the second time. So
okay.
But it's all just tongue-in-cheek. It's all fun.
It is. Now, CDs, you have quite a few out. Would you like to talk about those?
Sure. I have 26 different albums. We've been recording since 1986. And we've got Canadian fiddle music, of course, on a lot of them. We've got some traditional country music with vocals. We've got some story songs. You know, the kind of Tommy Hunter moment where I sit on a stool and tell an inspirational story and the band plays some music in the background. We have a whole album of music like that. We have one that's all waltzes, two different gospel CDs. We have three different Christmas albums, including a live one. And we also have a brand new CD that just came out called Yeehaw. And a lot of the music from the show that we're doing right now is from our new Yeehaw CD, of course. And it's a music that you can't find on most commercial radio and certainly not on television normally, unless it's a specialty show that the folks can find in a niche market somewhere. So we're still selling CDs, even though they stopped putting CD players in most of the cars these days. Folks are finding a way to still play the CD on the computer, and they download it to their phone, or they put it on a stick and plug it in the USB port of the car. And we're still out there selling the CDs, and we don't do any streaming or any of the download stuff that is available with some of the more modern music. It doesn't really work with our audience, and so we just keep doing it the old way.
Okay. Are people going to be able to buy the CDs when they come to your show? You're playing at the Hope Community Church in Lennoxville, November 11th, 7 p.m.?
Absolutely, yes. The doors will open at 6, and folks often come early, and then they go and check out the CD table. And everybody in the band has their own CDs as well. My sister Kendra has a brand new one. Kirk has a brand new CD that I'm actually playing on of country music. And Leo's got his original album, and Steve's got a couple of CDs of guitar picking. The folks generally they gravitate towards their favorite one in the band, and they buy two or three or four CDs often. And we had some snow the other night, and since then a lot of folks have been actually buying early Christmas gifts for folks, and kind of got them into the mood, I guess. But yeah, we'll have lots of CDs available at the show.
Okay, that's good to know. It's a great gift, certainly. What keeps you coming back to the townships? You've been back to the townships now several years in a row?
Yeah, well, you know, we started coming to Richmond, and Phyllis Crack sent me an email many years ago, and she says, well, you're playing all these places in Eastern Ontario, and why don't you come across to the Eastern Townships and play? And it was probably about 2006 when we first started coming to Richmond, and then we've been into Lennoxville different times, back to Richmond several times. We played several different venues over the years. Hope Church is a beautiful spot. I think this time we're going to actually be downstairs at Hope Church. There's a like a banquet hall, and there's a stage, and it's a lot easier load-in for us with our gear, because we back our bus in, and we can get the gear right loaded on the same level as the stage. It's a lot faster setup, so it's always a fun time. The folks love their fiddle music in that area, and we always have a good crowd, and they're always very responsive. They eat up everything we give them, so we love coming.
That's great. What kind of audience do you have? Do you have a mixture of young people and older people, middle-aged too?
Well, I mean, primarily because of the music, we cater to a more senior audience, for sure. But the show is designed to be attractive to younger folks, kids. Lots of times, you know, the grandkids come with the grandparents, and they love it. And then somehow the parents get coming as well, and they'll say, you know what, I wasn't really a country music fan or even a fiddle music fan, but when I come and I hear the music, it reminds me of sitting on my grandpa's knee watching Tommy Hunter show, or watching Don Messer if they're a little bit older, watching Rita McNeil on TV, or John Allen Cameron. Like, there were so many of these great music variety programs, first on radio and then, of course, on television. And so to bring back that nostalgic music, it's the music that the country was built on. The pioneers would get together and play in the kitchen and play guitar and fiddle and accordion. And, you know, it's just, it was part of what made Canada what it was. And long before we had the phones and distractions of electronic devices, people would go out and they would dance and they would get together as a social time and listen to and play this music. And we're trying to keep that tradition alive.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Your website, how do we get to your website?
The website is scottwoods.ca, and folks can actually buy tickets and CDs right from my website. So for tickets, you go to the schedule page, upcoming events, and scroll down to whichever show folks wanted to go to, but assuming the Sherbrooke show, it's listed there. You click on Sherbrooke, and all of the details how to get tickets locally, or you can call my toll-free number in my office. We have almost like a Ticketmaster type setup, except it's just for our shows. Jennifer in my office answers the phone, and she's working full-time. The toll-free number is 1-855-SCOTT-WOODS. So that's 1-855-726-8896. Or they can scroll down a little bit further on that details page for the show of Sherbrooke, and there's an orange button that says Purchase Tickets Online. If folks click on that, they can buy their tickets right online. They check out, and the way it works is in either of those cases, you show up on the night and you just say your name, and my sister Kendra will be at the door and the tickets will be ready for you to pick up. So we don't email or mail the tickets, physical tickets, because they can get lost in somewhere in the middle. And so we just put them on their name on our list and the folks show up. It works really, really well.
Okay, that's great. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Scott?
Well, we're excited every time we come to the Eastern Township, almost every time. We have a young lady joining us, Courtney Drew. We'll be playing probably some fiddle, maybe even some button accordion. She's so talented. We've known her since she was just a young girl, and she is absolutely brilliant. She actually played button accordion on not our Yeehaw CD, but our most recent one prior to that. It was called Old Fashioned Hoedown. And so we haven't got things worked out just exactly what she's going to play yet. But Courtney Drew was from Cookshire Eaton and has, like I say, many, many times on our show as a guest. She has toured with as well down through the East Coast back a few years ago, and a very talented young girl. She's pretty shy, but I'll tell you, when you get a fiddle in her hand or a button accordion, she just goes to town and she just plays amazing. One of my favorite young fiddlers for sure.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we thank you very much, Scott Woods, Canadian fiddle champion of the Scott Woods Band, coming to the Hope Community Church in Lennoxville, November 11th at 7 p.m. Thanks again, and all the best.
Thank you so much for having me. We look forward to our stop in Lennoxville.
And that's from one of the Scott Wood albums, Let It Snow, here on the Townships at 12. Next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. Shorter days and cooler temperatures mean that fall is here. There are also reminders that cold and flu season is upon us. The flu is not something to sneeze at. Beyond missing work or planned activities because you're sick, influenza can have serious health consequences, especially for children, seniors, or those who are immunocompromised. Dr. Rupesh Chawla, a pediatric infectious disease specialist, says that the most important way to help protect yourself and loved ones from serious illness, regardless of age or any pre-existing conditions, is to get an annual flu shot. It's your best defense against this year's circulating strains of the influenza virus. Other steps to take include frequent hand washing and staying home if you're feeling any flu symptoms such as cough, fever, and body aches. Now is the time to get your flu shot. Different types of flu vaccines are available depending on your age or a pre-existing health condition. Speak with your healthcare provider to learn which flu shot is right for you. And that health news was from News Canada. I'd like to thank my guest today, Ian Darrow, who edited the book called Blatant Injustice, based on the memoirs of Walter W. Eigersheimer's time in the internment camp in Sherbrooke. And in the second half hour, Scott Woods, Canadian fiddle champion, coming to Sherbrooke at the Hope Community Church on November 11th with his band. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a great afternoon. And we'll close today's show with Rachel Ryan, Without You. From your past.